Emporia Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
Now, just today, we know we had the little chat about the gospel, the power of the gospel. And we were able to see what the Lord was doing. We heard that 10 people turned to the Lord through the gospel that we shared yesterday. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That bring glory to the Lord. I don't know you, but when I heard that made me feel like, AJ, come to me, Pastor Emilio. I reached the lottery, and then you got $10 million for you, right? Now, I feel a lot better than that. I wouldn't take it. If you put it in my pocket, yeah, but you know, I wouldn't. But yeah, I feel almost like the same way. Man, I feel something in my heart when I heard that 10 people turned to the Lord. Wow. That's awesome. Truth or red. That's what the Lord is using. The agent that the Lord used to bring those people to his feet, it was or red. It was the people from this church. That means that the Lord is working to this church. Amen? Amen. Give a clap to the Lord for what he's doing. Who really believe that the Lord is good? God is good. And God is good all the time. And all the time. Yeah, I believe that. I don't know you, but I believe that. But like I said, we had yesterday that chat. We learned a lot. I don't know who was here and who's not, but I was here, and I learned a lot. He helped me, like, different ways to share the gospel, because we already got our own way. But it's always good to listen from somebody else the way they do it. We probably don't take the whole thing they use, but there's something that we're going to pick up and use for the Lord's kingdom. Amen? And that's what happened yesterday. Yesterday, I learned a little bit more about how to share the gospel, because I guarantee you probably the same way I share the gospel is not pretty much the same that Brother Ed will do it. But it doesn't matter. The way is that as long as this works, that's what it matters. Okay? And this morning, I want to share with you, I know you just finished a few weeks ago the journey through the book of Acts. Over there on Shout, man, we're going through. We're not even halfway yet. And we had to continue preaching to the and starting about the book of Acts. And this morning, I want to share with you maybe a different perspective than what you learned before, the book of Acts, chapter 39. And we're going to share the verse 32 to 43. We can see the Lord moving through Peter and how the Lord used Peter to bring and to show the power of the gospel. Who believe that there is power on the gospel? Amen. Brother and sister, we can say whatever we want. We can use whatever words we want to bring people to the Lord. But there is nothing more powerful than the Holy Spirit and God's words. We can invent how many programs we want. But eventually, while we bring people, conviction to the Lord is his word and the Holy Spirit. Amen? And I got 7 points this morning that I want to share with you that prove the power of the Lord. But before that, let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 32 through 43. Can you stand up and please read with me, join me to read those verses? And at the count of three, we all together, we read it. Amen? 1, 2, and 3. Now, as Peter was traveling through all those regions, I want to listen to you. Have been predicted 8 years before was paralyzed. Peter saying him, Arnias, Jesus Christ healed you. Get up and make your bed. He got up. Wow. And they turned to the Lord. Wow. Now in Japan, there was this album named Tabitha. They read called Dorcas. this woman was abandoned. And it happened that at the time that fell sick and died, when imploring him, do not delay in coming to us. So Peter arose and went with them. When he arrived, they broke bone. But Peter sent them out and kneeled down and prayed and turned stay many days in Joppa with a town named Simon. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Lord, you are so, so good that we can see through your words everything that you have done. And Father, through our life, everything that you continue doing. And Father, we pray this morning that your word, your Holy Spirit, continue working in our life and continue transforming our lives. And Father, that everywhere we're going, everybody can see your word through our life. Everybody can see a new creature. Everybody can see a believer that really lives the life like Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, I pray this morning that if there anybody here that never, ever have an encounter with you, an experience with you, that not even enjoying your love yet, Father, that this be the day. Father, we pray that your name be glorified through your words. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, that's also what we read a while ago, huh? And as we see over here, Peter was traveling, according to what we are studying. He was trying to go visit different churches, especially those churches that Philip planted on those areas. And we notice over here that there's two situations that he find out. And those situations broke him to show the power of the gospel. That's awesome. Every time that we see how God can use somebody to bring glory to his name through the gospel. That's why we say their power on the gospel. Tell the person next to you, their power in the gospel. Who believe that? I believe it. And I live it. I live every day. Look, let me tell you, there's some time I get up every morning, 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work. And there's time that I wake up that I say, I would like to go back to my bed. But when I remember that that's the time that I got coming to the Lord, that I got to come into him, praise him. And that's, when I feed with his word, that give me a strength, that renew my strength. That's what helped me to get up again and get on track. I don't know you, but for me, that helped me out a lot. Because there is power in the gospel. I notice. I can lead that. I can tell you that. Almost every morning when I got to go to work, I don't know you, but I don't like to work. I'm not lazy. I'm responsible. I do my job at work. But I don't really like to go to work. When my kids tell me, Papi, I don't want to go to school. I tell them, I don't want to go to work. But if I don't go to work, what you going to eat? Where you going to be when it starts raining? Outside. But tend to the gospel. That helped me out to keep on track and give me that strength again. And Peter, like we say, he was traveling, visiting different churches, and he found different situations. And the word said that he came, as we read on the chapter, in the first 32, that when he came down to visit the believers in the town of Lydda, right there, they changed the word and they started calling believer. What he means right there is the saints. He was calling the saints to God, to the church of God. Starting right there, they started calling saints to the church of God. And what it means saints, most of the time when we heard on the book of that about saints, we're not talking about saints fans, okay? Yeah. talking about saints or God. Well, most of the time when the Bible speak about saints, it's speaking about the community that live together. Because all together we are a church. It's not this building. I know people say, oh, we're going to the church when they go into the building. But really, we are the church of God. We call to be saints. We call to live in community. The Bible never showed that any saint was living as a lone ranger. Even when sometimes the Bible spoke about people that was doing something, for sure there was somebody else with them. Amen? Peter, he wasn't alone. There's people was going with him. He was visiting the apostle. They've been preaching in different churches. And we went visiting then, but for sure he wasn't alone. Paul never was alone on any one of his trip. On anyone on a mission trip that he did. He always went with somebody. We know that. And the Bible never called anyone to be a lone ranger. We gotta be together. We are a community. How can we pray for one to another if you're not here, if we don't know your need? We gotta be together. I know that unfortunately, what happened with the COVID, a lot of people stay home and they believe on home churching. But that's not a church because you're by yourself. Church is this, when we gather together, the saint of the Lord, when we get together, when we share our need, pray for me. Look, I've been working for the last three, for example, thank God I'm working. I've been working on the last 3 months. Tomorrow, I will have I got to go fill an application to get a job. Please, pray for me if that's God's will that I get this job. And everybody will join me. Look, I've been going through this and such and such and this, and how can you pray for me if I'm not coming to church? If we don't get communion? And that's what the Bible calls us to be, a community. If you say, no, but I praise the Lord from my house and I listen to God's words, you know, I'm sorry. That's not what the Bible says. Read Hebrews chapter 10:25, and he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you about it. But Peter was going through, like I said, he was going visiting those churches. It was kind of mission for him. And he finds two situations that shows the power of the gospel. And the first thing we can see, it can be noticed in that always give glory to God. The gospel always gives glory to God. It's not to you. It's to the Lord. And we notice what happened over here with Peter. And the verse 34 is 8. Let me get my help up. I'm sorry. I need some help. It's not that I'm getting old, you know. It's just I'm using too much my eyes for over. I'm for sure older than Anthony, but, you know, it doesn't matter. In the verse 34, say, Peter say, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heal you. You see, he's bringing glory to the Lord. He's not saying, look, I'm going to heal you. I'm the man. The Lord sent me to you, Rosa, because, no. He said, Jesus Christ. The first thing we can notice is that the gospel bring glory to God. We notice right there, it's happened. Peter, he noted that he knew that it wasn't him. It was the Lord. He was just the messenger. It's like the post office. Do you know how many mail carriers, they go through our street almost every day. There's out there, maybe today, because some of them working on Sunday. But never, ever, I heard somebody speaking about the mail carrier. They're always speaking about the post office. Amen? Saint, it is what happened with the gospel. It's not about him. It's about Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that want to hear about something different, about the new millennium, about, look, what we got to focus and concentrate isn't about the gospel of Jesus Christ that bring life, that bring death to life. That's what we need to know. That's what we got to share. Oh, there's people, I'm not growing spiritual in this church because they're not speaking about this and that. I never heard about they preaching about revelation. Look, God wants to reveal to you through his gospel. He wants to reveal to you that he loves you, that you got to come from death to sins through his gospel. That's what we need, simple. I like yesterday when they spoke about how to share the gospel. I know some people come in and they say, look, Rosa, the Bible said this, and looking, and because when, and especially I love when they teach people how to share their testimony. Brother, you know how many people you get the opportunity to share their testimony, and they spend more time than a sermon? I mean, than a long sermon, not any regular sermon. I got people in church that thank God I learned from that. That when they start sharing their testimony, 45 minutes. And thank God for those that are falling asleep, because we didn't hear that no more. We only heard the people. But thank God, just, you see, that's what, I don't know, every conference, every shot that we're going, we already learned something. It was easy. I don't have to come in and tell you, Rosa, you know, I born and raised in Dominican Republic. I was a gangster. I was bad. I was doing this, that. I had so many women. I used to be drunk all the time. And then this. And look, I stole my... No. It's not that much. If you start that, it's going to be the time that Rosa going to say, yes, please, Emilio, can you finish? But it's so easy to come to the person and tell them, look, before I knew the Lord, I was a bad person. My heart was only empty. Now I meet Jesus, and I feel a joy. I got peace in my life. I'm a new creature in Christ. Wow. You see, Rosa might say, man, and I've always been struggling. I got a battle in my heart. That's what I need. A couple of words. It's simple. But we make it harder. Same thing is the gospel. We make it harder. We want something different. And we want a lot of stuff that, how this can help me on my growing in the Lord. The gospel is what can help you stay still. The gospel is what can help you walk with Jesus Christ every day. The gospel is what can help you and teach you how to live a godly life. It's the gospel. But the gospel only brings glory to God. The gospel brings glory to the Lord, not to me and you. We don't need that. We don't need that. Look, if you read the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, you're going to see what Satan did. He was trying to steal God's glory. And that's where he's at, on a position he is right now. And sometimes we do the same thing. Why? Because sometimes it's me, I, and myself. Look, brother, me, you see Rosa here today? It's because I talked to her. Yeah, really? So, Pastor Emilio, you got that power. You got more power than the gospel. You got more power than the Holy Spirit. We try to steal God's glory every time we do that. It's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ. He's the one that deserves all the glory and the honor. He's the only one that died on the cross for me and you. Now, Pastor Emilio, God gave his begotten son. Look, I got four daughters. If you ask me, Brother Emilio, will you be able to give one of your daughter for one of your church members? Don't ask me that question. Let's continue. Let's move forward, right? I wouldn't do that. But the Lord did that. He gave his begotten son for me and you. So he's the only one who deserves glory and honor. Amen? Not me, not you. We are his messengers. And thank to the Lord. Thank that even we're not worthy. We don't deserve that. He gave us the opportunity to use me and you for his glory. Amen? Something else that we can see through the gospel is that the gospel, it can be noticed in being able to bring healing according to his will. What? What do you mean, Pastor? According to his will. Because even Peter, later on one of his letter, he said that everything we ask to the Lord, we got to ask him on his will. You know how many people I've been praying for? Some of them got healed, some of them died. Not because I killed it, because it wasn't God's will. Yes, that's the way it is. Look, every morning I got a list, a whole list of people. Thank God that he reminded me most of the name. I would say 99% thank to him. I forget everything, you know, but thank God not praying for those people. And some of them, they are still struggling. Some of them, thank God, they better now. And some of them, I don't know what will happen. They will go to heaven if they turn to the Lord. But yet, it's according to his will. Every time we pray for somebody, we want those people to get healed. Amen? But it's eventually God will. That will happen. And the gospel is, it can be noticed in being able to bring healing. We notice over here on chapter 34, verse 34. Verse 34b. What is it right here? And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ healed you. Get up. Who healed Aeneas? It was Peter. It was the Lord. It was his will. He understood it wasn't his own strength. It was the Holy Spirit. It was the gospel of Jesus Christ that bring healing to this person because it was God's will. What happened with Paul? Paul, the one that wrote most of the book of the New Testament, he got ill and even got healed because it wasn't God's will. You remember that? You see, there's people in church that they try to manipulate the gospel, the God word. Oh, no, I'm going to pray for you and you're going to be. No, no, no. If it's God's will. Amen? We got to understand that. If it's God's will. If it's his will, yes, he will. If it's not, he won't. It happened with Paul. We know that. But this was God's will that Aeneas got healed. We got to understand that the power of the gospel, it can be noticed in bringing healing according to God's will. Amen? Another thing we can notice through the gospel is that it can be noticed in mercy to raise the fallen. And as we use those words, you might say, but we're talking about physical heal. But that word even to a spiritual heal. Yeah, there's a lot of illness, a spiritual illness that we carry. Like we love to get into argument one to another. We've been envy. We've been bad person doing wrong stuff that only the Lord can bring heal to us. And sometimes, even as a Christian, we fall down. And the hope the Lord can help you through his gospel to help you get up. Amen? Right here, we can see the physical help that the Lord used Peter and his gospel to help this guy get up. But the same thing, he can help me and you through his word to get up. How many of us sometimes feel like, I don't want to go to church today. I don't want to go to my cell today. Oh, I'm tired from work. How many? Sometimes my wife has to remember I'm the pastor of the church to go to church. Yeah. Sometimes I don't feel like, but it's the gospel of the word, the Holy Spirit of the Lord that come to me and help me get up. And right now, the gospel, God is telling you, get up. If you feel down, the gospel of the word, though the Lord is telling you, get up. Tell the person next to you, get up. We have to get up. We can't stay down. Look, we see again that the Lord is using Peter. We see that the Lord is helping to heal the illness, but also helping to get up. According to what we read over here, it said 8 years. But what we're not sure if it was 8 years that he was like that or since he was 8 years born that he was in this situation. But it doesn't matter the time. What is matter the most is that the gospel of the Lord was working with power and doing God's work. Amen? We can see that. We notice that. Something else we can see is that the power of the gospel, it can bring notice in the way to bring conviction to unbeliever. The guys, like I told you a while ago, it's not about our words. It's the gospel of the word that can bring conviction to believers. We notice here, look, in the verse 35, let me find again. The verse 35 said, then the whole population of Lydda and Sharon saw Aeneas walking around and they turned to the Lord. Wow. Look, eventually is how the gospel of the word, the Holy Spirit in us can bring people to turn to God. It's not about what we say. It's the gospel. It's the proof that brings conviction to people. What about those people that go to church and you don't notice any difference? You don't see any difference. How can those people bring conviction to other people to come, to turn to the Lord? How? You know how many people heard, he said that he's Christian, but the way he speaks, the way he acts, he doesn't show. But you know how different it is when you say, well, I know AJ, we went to school together. He was a bad boy. In fact, he used to be the one that motivated me to steal that sneaker at school. Now this is AJ, I'm talking about another one. He's already being a good boy. That's why I love it so much. Sometimes, but most of the time. But you know how it brings you to the Lord when you say, wow, that's the same AJ that went to school with me. How he already is speaking about the Lord. How the Lord changed his life. Wow. How he showed joy. How he showed peace. That's what I need. That's what I need. That's what he means people to conviction and say, AJ, I want what you have. How many of you ever heard that before? Hey, brother, I want that's what you have. I want to be like you. I want to live a life like the one you're living right now. You know how nice it is how this bring glory to the Lord when people can see Jesus through our life. When we used to be a hater and now we are a lover. I mean, love in Jesus Christ. Don't confuse me. I'm not talking about no. I'm a lover with my wife only. I'm the only one. I'm not talking a different way. Don't get me wrong. But you know how people used to see that person that only was mad and now is already full of joys. That person that was always ready to get into battle, into fight, and now he prevents fight. He shows you love. Because it's God's word working to him. It's the way that God brings conviction to the unbeliever. Look, we got a testimony on our church how the Lord have word through other people and bring unbeliever to the church. I don't want to mention no name right now. I keep it in secret. But the Lord know. People that before, back on their life, they used to drink. They all drunk, smoke, weak, been stealing, do all kind of criminal. Let's put the long word church, criminal. And now there's people living for the Lord. And how those people bring other unbeliever to the Lord because they see the way the Lord was working to those people. And you can see now how those coming behind, bringing other people, because they've been bringing conviction to unbeliever the way the gospel is working through their life. That's what is the power of the gospel. There's no power in me and you. And you, of course, the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, say that we will receive power when the Spirit of the Lord comes to us and we will testify about Jesus Christ. What that is? The gospel. Again, the gospel. It's not that we got power because, oh no, I go to the gym every week, I'm stronger. No. The power that the Bible speaks is about the power we have to testify about Jesus Christ. Look, if you study the life of all the apostles, everything that they spoke, it was about the gospel. It was about Jesus Christ. They usually didn't say nothing different, but everything that they shared with other people was about Jesus Christ. Even when they spoke about the life we should live, it was bring you to Jesus Christ. What is the gospel about it? About Jesus Christ. The gospel bring conviction to unbelievers. Something else that we can notice is that it can be noticed in exaltation by coming to God in humiliation. What that mean? Not a negative way, that we got to be humble the way we come to the Lord. Now we see another situation with this girl, Greek, Dorcas. And what happened after he finished with Ania, he was close to the town when this girl was there. In fact, Ania's mean like a praiser, somebody who praised the Lord, somebody who worshiped the Lord. And Dorcas mean like gazelle, like the animal beautiful in grace. That's what it means. That's the word say right here about Dorcas, the new situation that Peter had to face and still continue with the gospel, showing the word, the power of the gospel. And now he have another situation, is this girl. And he used pretty much the same words that Jesus Christ used before with a little girl. He called it Talita Kumi. That means, little girl, get up. But this girl, Tavira, he called it, get up. Pretty much the same words. Probably the same language that Jesus used before. But now we see another situation over here. And one thing that we noted, that he was exalted and he was humble. The first thing he didn't say, hey, everybody come over here and come see what I'm going to do. He said, everybody get out of the room. You can see right there. In verse 40 said, you see. But Peter asked them all to leave the room and then kneel and pray. Wow. So he knew it wasn't him. It was the Lord. He come humble to the Lord. Probably praying, Lord, please, that your name be glorified to this situation. Please do the word. He didn't say, help me, let me. He said, do the word. He realized he wasn't him. He was humble before the Lord. How I know? He come on his knee. He came on his knee. You see, that showed me a lot that it's not about us. It's about the power of God. And then he called the girl and told her, get up, get up. And what happened? She did it. But what we noticed is that God exalted Peter when he came humble to him. And even the book of James on chapter 4 said, come humble to the Lord, and he will exalt it. What do you mean? We got to be humble. Not humble in a negative way, but we got to be humble, knowing that it's not us. We don't have the power. It's only God's power. Don't forget, we are the agent. We are like the mail carrier, okay? He's the post office. Of course, more than that, but just an example. But yeah, that showed me that when we are humble to the Lord, on his time, he can exalt it. But even later on his letter, First Peter chapter 5, verse 6, he said, humble before the Lord, and he will exalt it when it be the time. You see, we got to come to the Lord humble. Even before I come in to preach, I know it's not me, it's him. I pray, I ask. I ask with all my strength, please, Lord, use my lips. That be your words, not mine. As a human being, I can make mistakes before you people. And I don't want that to happen. We have to realize it's him. He can use me and you. Yeah, he can. But the glory always got to be to him. The credit, the honor got to be to him. And that's why he's coming on his knee. He realized that he came by himself. He was humble to the Lord. And what happened? The Lord exalted. How? He raised the girl. He raised the girl. Something else that we can see is that power of the gospel, it can be noticed in bringing there to life. That's what happened. We heard the verse after the one we read said we read 40. But Peter asked them all to leave the room. Then he knelt and prayed. Turning to the variants, he said, get up. And Tavira, and she opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up. Wow. The gospel is the Lord. It's the one that can bring there to life. It's not me. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people today that they still got glory. There's a lot of people nowadays that they want to show people that it's not the power of the gospel, that it's not Jesus, it's them. There's a lot of people stealing money to people. You know that? But we got to be clear. When the book of Matthew on chapter 7, verse 21st to 23, say that not everyone who call me Lord, Lord, will go to heaven. Why? Peter was doing a miracle right here. He had a miracle. It was a miracle right there that this girl got up. She was dead and he raised it. And there's a lot of people that probably will do the same thing. But what the Lord going to tell to those deceivers? I never knew you. away from me. Get apart from me. So we got to be careful. There's a lot of deceiver out there. It's not about them. It's about of the Lord. And the last and not least, the power of the gospel, it can be noticed in how faith rise in the lost. We notice on the last verse, verse 42. The news spread through the whole town, and many believe in the Lord. Wow, that's awesome. It's the news that, you know, just like the rumors run around, the good news also roams around. And that's what it can bring. That is, can bring faith to those lost. That can bring those that have been lost to deposit their faith in Jesus Christ. When people hear what the Lord is doing, like we spoke a while ago about those people that you can see the difference between their old life and the new life. When we can live, when we can be living what 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, that if anybody is in Christ, is a new creature. A new creature began, and that new creature had to show the way we speak, had to show the way we act. And that's how can bring those lost to faith in Christ. And my question is, are we really doing that nowadays? Is that everything that we said, everything that we do, can really bring glory to the Lord because other people can see Jesus Christ through our life? Let me tell you, if that is not happening in your life, it's because you probably not even have a relationship with Jesus Christ yet. It's probably because you're not even concentrating on the gospel, the powerful gospel of the Lord. Let me tell you right now, this is the time that the Lord is calling you. If you left him to come back, if you never knew him, that you today, right now, that you know him. And let me ask you this question. Are you ready to be a messenger of the Lord? Are you ready to believe as the saints in community? Are you ready to share through your life the power of the gospel?
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.